Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Hello and welcome to the Rachman Review. I'm Gideon Rachman, Chief Foreign Affairs Columnist, a role that often takes me abroad for conversations with some of the people, diplomats, policymakers, writers, who are shaping the global debate. As a columnist, most of my discussions are off the record and then used as background for my columns. With this show, however, I'll be getting more of my contacts to go on the record so that listeners and subscribers can join the conversation. A recent article in the New York Times was headlined "Dueling Matteos, Battle for the Future of Italy." The two Matteos in question are Matteo Salvini, a popular anti-migrant nationalist and leader of the League Party, who many Italians regard as the prime minister in waiting, although he's currently in opposition. And the other Matteo is Matteo Renzi, a former centre-left prime minister who's remained the most prominent champion of pro-EU, pro-globalization politics in Italy. I caught up with this Matteo at a recent international conference. Mr. Renzi helped to bring down the last government, which included Mr. Salvini, and he's now formed a new liberal political party called Italia Viva. But it's struggling in the polls. So I started by putting it to Matteo Renzi that Europe's future is more likely to be populist than liberal.
Populism is a wave and is very good to the people who love the surf, because with the wave we go and we come back. I think politics is not surfing, politics is navigating. And to navigate, the only way is create not simply a platform for populists, but create new ideas for the future of Europe, the future of the world. So, if you think about the brief period, maybe populism is strong. But if you think about the medium and long period, I believe we come back to politics.
And the current Italian government, it's your former party, but you're on the sidelines and so is the other Matteo Salvini. Do you think this current government is going to last?
I think in Italy we changed too much government, and 66 government in 73 years is crazy. I lost my job exactly for that, because I tried to transform our democracy in a more stable democracy with a government with 5 years of longevity. But unfortunately, we lost the referendum. So now we changed the government in 2018 two times. The first was a government with Matteo Salvini on board. And so Matteo Salvini became the most powerful leader in this coalition. And that government was a government anti-Europe, anti-business, anti-traditional alliance, because the strong relation of Salvini with Russia were clear and evident in every sector of the life in Italy. So this type of government, in my view, was dangerous for the future of Italy, for international and diplomatic role, and also for lack of growth in economy. For that reason, we changed the government, and despite the presence of a populist party as Five Star Movement in the coalition with our party, Democrat Party, I think now the situation is better than the past. First, because Italy came back to play a role in the European system. We don't attack Europe as Salvini made day by day in the last year. We don't create problems with the international alliance. And second point, because I think, of course, it's not easy. because it's a government of a coalition, not too strong. But I'm confident that we will be able to come back to play a role as Italy in Europe and the world.
But some people say it's just a temporary reprieve and that maybe you even help Salvini because he can now be the anti-establishment guy outside politics. He's still pretty popular and that populism and Salvini still have a way to go in Italy.
But it's very difficult to understand if these remarks from a lot of journalists, politicians, etc. in Italy, it's really correct or not. Because, yeah, Salvini have today a very good performance in theory in the polls. But really, this great growth was during the period of Salvini and the government. So it's not true to say, oh, Salvini and the opposition is stronger than Salvini in the government. Maybe it's true, maybe not. My view is that the real question is not what is in the mind of Salvini. My real question is what is in the mind of the other guys, the people who believe possible for Italy to play a role in the international framework. This is the point. So my first problem is what is in the mind of the people who want change the Italian politics.
So populism in Italy in particular, but around Europe, fed on two things that you had to deal with during your period as prime minister, the euro crisis and the refugee crisis. And some people say those things have, you know, they're not as bad as they were, but the root causes haven't been dealt with. Are you confident or not confident about those two big problems you had to face?
Well, starting from the last point, migration and the refugees crisis, I believe the real question is to understand what is populism. Please consider migrants. What is the message of Salvini and Natalia Salvini? We are in a period of invasion from the people who came from Africa and arrived in Italy, in Europe. This narrative, very easy to present to the people, is a narrative which is against reality. Because let me be very frank, maybe too much. The real problem of invasion is not now. Will be in the next 20 years if Europe will be not able to solve the problem of demography in Europe and solve the problem of economy in Africa. Please consider that today there are 500 million people in Europe and 1.2 billion people in Africa. Invasion will be in the next 25 years because in the next 25 years, Europe will maintain the same level of citizens, 500 million. But Africa will double. This will be the problem. This will be the time of invasion. So a very great leader who wants to solve the problem of migration starts now from politics in Africa and with investment, infrastructure, creation of new jobs. What happened now? Europe discussed about invasion according to the words of Matteo Salvini, but nobody invests really with the strategy in Africa. So if you want to solve the problem of migrants, you have to create a strategy for Africa, not create a strategy for Twitter or Instagram and to use the fear of the people against the reality. Okay, this is not easy because if you use this expression in a TV program, in the public debate, the people feel, oh, you don't understand how big is the problem of migration. But really, if you won't block the problem of migration, you have to build a strategy for the next years, not only for the next minutes and seconds. This is the difference between politics and populism. And this is the problem of Euro, because Euro discussed a lot of times about the day-by-day problems, but without a strategy as in migration. The same thing is in the Euro crisis. Austerity's strategy was good only for the people with a good performance in economy. In Germany, in Netherlands, but not in the Spain, Italy, and Greece. And that was our problem. because it's correct to give a message. You have to control the budget, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to reduce that, yeah. But if you use the situation of debate on the euro crisis to don't give an hope to the new generation of Europeans without a job in the south of Europe, you destroy the credibility of Europe. So it's easy to use slogan. It's difficult to make politics. I think about migration and the euro crisis. We will have the possibility to create a new narrative, but for that, Europe have to change deeply.
Okay, and last question about your own future. You became the youngest ever Prime Minister of Italy in 2014. We seem to be in a period, in the United States at least, where all politicians are in their 70s, so you may have another 30 years ahead. But seriously, do you see yourself as a major figure in Italian politics for the decades ahead, or are you going to do something else?
I think it's not easy to predict Italian politics. Now we can say also British politics. In every corner of our continent, we have a lot of surprises, and this is new. But if you consider our country, yeah, I was the prime minister youngest in the history. The second was Benito Mussolini, so the benchmark is a little complicated. And I tried to change a lot of things in Italy, from civil rights to economy to reduce the taxation. I'm really happy for that result, also because my government was paradoxically a government of 3 years, less than 3 years, but one of the government with more longevity in the history of Italy. In the future, we will see. Everything could happen. In my personal goals today, there is not the anxiety, oh, I have to come back as prime minister, I have to come back in the power. No, my first priority is guarantee to Italy a strategy and a vision for the long period to come back to growth, because I believe Italy is a good car with a bad driver. So if finally we have a good driver, not only a good car, our economy will become absolutely more resilient and more strong, more able to win the challenge of the future.
Thank you very much, Matteo.
Thank you. You're welcome.
That's it for this week. I hope you'll join me again next week. And remember, if you don't already subscribe, you can do so in any podcast app. Just follow the link at ft.com/Rachman Review.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.